This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a whole bunch of public policy defects in this economy that the spread of coronavirus is laying bare, in healthcare in particular, as we all know. Most of that is poor performance by the federal government, but there is a more fundamental problem as well. Millions of people in this country can't afford to go to the doctor, even if they suspect they might have the coronavirus, which is going to make COVID-19 a whole bunch harder to contain, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
If you want to slow down an epidemic, you have to start with the basics.
Identifying people, making sure they're properly treated if they need it, and then identifying their contacts.
Michelle Koh, a professor at the University of California, Davis, says that in the U.S.,
all of that standard public health surveillance is made more difficult by the inequities in our healthcare system.
Like the fact that nearly 28 million people don't have health insurance. Hoka Marquez is one of them. She's 37 and lives in San Marcos, Texas, with her 9-year-old daughter, who is also uninsured right now.
We can't afford $900 a month just on health insurance. It's just impossible.
Which means
there's just no way we can go see a doctor with an outbreak like this.
There are also millions of people who are underinsured, who likely won't go see a doctor even now because they can't afford their copays and deductibles. And that's a problem for public health efforts to contain the virus. Natalia Linos is executive director of the FXB Center for Health and Human Rights at Harvard.
Understanding the spread requires people to test. And we think that one of the key barriers will be that people will be reluctant to test if they need to pay.
Which is why testing, she says,
should not be a cost that is borne by the individual, should be a community or social cost.
That is starting to happen. Testing for COVID-19 is covered when it's available for people who have Medicare and Medicaid. And under pressure from a number of states and the federal government, private insurance companies are now largely covering it too. Some are also waiving copays and deductibles for the ER or doctor's visits related to the coronavirus.
That's an important and remarkable first step.
But Elizabeth Benjamin with the Community Service Society of New York says
it's not enough.
What really needs to happen, she says, is that treatment needs to be free and widely available to everyone, insured and uninsured.
Especially the uninsured, people that have intimate contact with all of us, home care workers, taxi drivers, restaurant workers, child caregivers. Everyone's health depends on that. Not just theirs, everyone's.
A few states so far, including Washington and Pennsylvania, have said they'll offer free testing for people who don't have insurance. And there are conversations happening at the federal level about possibly using the National Disaster Medical System to reimburse providers who treat the uninsured. But that isn't happening yet. So for now, Hoka Marquez says she and a lot of people she knows in San Marcos are left wondering,
what is it that we do? Are we going to survive this on prayers? Are we going to survive this on soups and, in our case, ointments and oils and home remedies?
For now, that is probably what she'll rely on if she gets sick, instead of going to the doctor. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.